Hey, this is a special plug for listeners of Happy Brain. Please help us by filling out a short survey that's available in the show notes of this podcast. We're trying to determine the future of this podcast, what works, what doesn't work, and we realize there's so much great content out there. Maybe this content is not for you, or there's things that you want that we're not sharing with you right now. So please let us know. This is really going to help determine the future of this podcast over the next couple months. Cheers. A few years ago, I was trying to improve my speaking ability, so I joined a Toastmaster group. And quickly, I was asked to do a speech. And I'll never forget one of the first speeches I did. I spent so much time practicing, rehearsing, doing all this great stuff. And I went in to deliver the speech, and I delivered the speech. And it was the most dramatic speech I've ever given. Everybody was like stunned. When I finished, there was like silence. And I couldn't tell if that was good or bad. Finally, when we went through and they did like a review, evaluation, one person kind of said, "Sean, that was so intense. I didn't have room to breathe. It was so heavy. You're such an intense speaker." And I quickly learned after that, you know, when you're speaking, you kind of need to have a little levity. You have to balance the emotions. You can't just go 100% serious, intense. You have to have some moments of levity. If you're watching a movie and every second was just climax, intense, emotional, just, you know, sitting on the edge of your seat for 2 hours, you couldn't do it, right? You've got to have some levity. You got to have some balancing out. And that's what I've been trying to do for this podcast. It's going to figure out that balance between these tips and fun and ways to keep our brains happy and light and things like that. But at the same time, you have to balance it out with some little more serious content. At least that's what I think. In the beginning of this, I asked you to fill out a survey. I'm putting it in the show notes. Please do that. Please spend a few minutes and tell me what you are getting out of this show. What works for you? What doesn't work for you? Please give me some constructive criticism. Because just like in Toastmasters, when you give speeches, people give evaluations. And it really helps you improve as a speaker, as a podcast host. So please, just spend a few minutes. I've only made one question required, which is asking us how we can provide better value to you as a listener. So please consider doing that. So today, we're actually going to share some of my favorite tips that I've learned recently from this show. And I hope that it connects with you. I hope some of them are valuable to you. One of the things I want to start with is just something so simple. You know this. You don't need me to tell you that movement is important. But one of our guests emphasized, just take 10 minutes a day to get moving, to get those feel-good endorphins jumping in your body. You could be dancing around while you do your chores. You can take a meditative walk. You could do yoga with a YouTube channel. Movement is medicine, friends. Find a way to incorporate that into your day. And I'm guilty of not following that own advice. For years, I was doing it. I was trying to get up in the morning, doing these morning routines, getting some good exercise. And I've kind of slipped and fallen off the wagon, so to speak, on exercise. So I'm guilty of it too. I know that after I do like a 10-minute walk, even if I'm walking around the block, I feel so much better. Even working at home, getting up and doing that, oh, it's like a breath of fresh air, literally. And we'll talk about breath of fresh air in a second. But please consider movement. Even the most minuscule amount will make a difference in your life, I promise. All right, another great hack. I've talked about this on this podcast. We've had many guests who've talked about gratitude, and it seems like so silly. It seems like it doesn't make sense. It's not going to make a big impact. But writing three things that you're grateful for, I guarantee you it'll make you feel better. I know the other day I was having such a hard time. I was feeling very down, very heavy, just low energy. And as I was walking, I just did something I call a gratitude walk. I was just thinking about some things I'm grateful for in my life, people, experiences, just things like, you know, playing with your nephews and nieces and things like that. And just that feeling, you can switch your mood like instantly. You can get to that feeling of feeling that joy of gratitude and just appreciation and thankfulness of things in your life. It does work. And I'm guilty of forgetting that as well. That's one of the reasons I like doing this show for myself, because I remember, it helps me remember these important, simple concepts. Movement. Gratitude. Just spread the love, spread the joy. Here's another one that's actually, I really, really can appreciate it. You know, when you're worrying and just worrying and worrying and worrying and just can't get things out of your head and you're spiraling out of control and that type of thing. One of our guests suggests taking 10 minutes and scheduling 10 to 15 minutes to worry. Literally, put it on your calendar, sit there and worry for 10 to 15 minutes. Contain it. Let yourself go crazy in those 10 or 15 minutes. By scheduling it, you can get it out of your mind and stop that ruminating that's going through your head. So put it on your calendar. Schedule 10 to 15 minutes and let your worries go run rampant. When it's over, put the worrying away. And you'll see that you probably will have, overall, you'll feel a lot better. I've done it. It is a great tip. And the worries will still be there, believe me, but you don't have to focus on them every single minute. Make an appointment to worry. It's kind of a simple one, silly one, but it does work. We've had many shows on creativity, but I'll share one tip that I've talked about that's helped me so much. Specifically, what I do is I watch YouTube clips of emotional audition episodes of things like America's Got Talent and The Voice and all those things. What they do for you is they curate these little YouTube shorts and videos. They curate a very emotional moment for you. Cue it up. It's music, so it goes through your body. It hits your frequency. It makes you feel different things. For me, when I listen to, for example, there is this woman named Nightbird, and unfortunately she passed away, but she had a clip, a song called I'm Okay, or It's Okay. And I've watched that clip hundreds of times, and it's really sad, but it makes you just emotional, and it gets you out of your head and just feeling something. And to me, for what I get stuck in is just constantly thinking and thinking. When I can switch from thinking to feeling, things are always a little bit better. So getting into those music clips, listening to music, however you want to do it for yourself. Do you like listening to classical music? Do you like rocking out to whatever music you like to? Whatever connects you, whatever makes you feel something, that's what you're aiming for, because that can make a big, big difference in your mood. And like I said, Nightbird, God rest your soul. She was on America's Got Talent, and her performance is still really electrifying. The second thing from that show, there's this woman named, I think it's Lauren Allred. Sorry if I'm messing up your name, Lauren, but she was on Britain's Got Talent, and she is the voice. She's the singer of the song Never Enough by The Greatest Showman, and she was not credited originally for singing that in the actual movie, but she came on Britain's Got Talent and kind of revealed herself and showed that, hey, no, I'm actually the voice behind this song. And it was the most unbelievable clip I think I've ever heard. And I've listened to it dozens and dozens of times. So that is one of my tips, is listen to music. Get some inspiration from music. Feel something and you'll be better off. All right, so we've talked about movement. We have talked about gratitude. We've talked about writing great things you're grateful for. We've talked about scheduling worry to kind of block that off so it's not constantly interrupting your day. And then we just talked about music. The last tip I wanted to share with you today is, and it's kind of a fun one, but it's thinking outside the box. And specifically, this is just one of the most fun episodes I've had, where we talked about actually literally following some of these sayings that we all know to improve our mental health. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned earlier in the episode, a breath of fresh air. Whoa, that's such a breath of fresh air. Actually go out and get a breath of fresh air. It's so simple. It actually makes you feel good. So some of these sayings that we hear all the time, try them and they'll actually, they can really transform your mood. For example, the answer is just around the corner. Like when you're stuck on something, you can't focus, you can't think, you can't figure out if something is what the answer is to something. Try this. Literally, our guest shared this. Go outside and go around the corner and experience that. And that just perspective, that change might make a difference. I think one more I'll leave you with. You know, when you're kind of resolute about something, you kind of draw a line in the sand. You know that expression? Well, actually go out and draw a line in the sand and see what that experience is. And do you need to jump over the line? Do you need to make the line bigger? What does drawing a line in the sand really mean for you? Sounds simple. I mean, it sounds silly, but actually following her guidance on following these things in nature and that can really make a difference. So language, paying attention to language and thinking about things a little bit out of the box can help you with your mood. So those are several things I have for you today. As always, thank you so much for listening. Again, I am asking you, please take 1 or 2 minutes and fill out a survey for me. Will you? I'm trying to figure out the direction of the show, what we want to do with it, what's working, what's not working. And basically, we want to serve you the best we can. Maybe it's through the continuing of this podcast. Maybe it's in another format. I'm going through that right now over the next month or two. So please take a few seconds and do that. And I would be very, very appreciative. Cheers and keep your brain happy. Life doesn't have to be too serious all the time. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.